we can continue. What is it right now? One goal, coming out of meditation. Trying to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. The silent mind is the meditative mind. Within the silence, there is awareness, there is stillness, there is tranquility, there is clarity. So without this silence, there is no sati. And without this sati, you cannot investigate Dhamma. Sati need to be stabilized. That's why that silence, which is the space between thought, before you arise any thought activity, this one need to be extended, stabilized, more and more. Heedful living is to have more and more of this moment of silence without thought. Heedful, ever mindful, to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma, to develop wisdom, to awaken, to develop the understanding of truth, to see things as they are. So that is what meditation is all about. Okay, now before we go on further, we will invoke the invitation to invoke the devas to share in this session that we are going to have. Turn to page 6. I will read you the invocation in English, then we will start off with the official invocation. I will chant the Pali, then after that together we chant the Vandana, followed by the salutation to the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha. Okay, invocation to the devas. In the universe in their entirety, let the dainties and devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sage, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine and the teaching. This is the time to listen to the doctrine and the teaching. This is the time to listen to the doctrine and the teaching. Samantha Chakavalesu Atragasantu Devata Saddhamang Muni Rajasa Sunanto Sakkamokkhalang Dhamma Savanankalo Ayang Bandhata Dhamma Savanankalo Ayang Bandhata Dhamma Savanankalo Ayang Bandhata Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusana buddho bhagavati. Suakato bhagavata dhammo sandittiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanayiko pacatang veditat buvinohiti. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango Ujjupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango സാമീചി പതിപന്നോ ഭഗവതോ ശ്രാവക സംഘോ യദിദാം ചത്തരി പുരിസ യോക്കാനി അത്ത പുരിസ പൂഗല ഏശ്വ ഭഗവതോ ശ്രാവക സംഘോ ആഹുനേയോ പാഹുനേയോ ദാക്ഷിണേയോ അഞ്ജലികരണേയോ ആനുതരം പുണ്യം കേതാം ലോകസാതി സാധു സാധു സാധു. Sakyamuni Buddha, claim Bodhisattva, proceed, and all the worthy ones. Relax yourself, eh? Body and mind, relax, and then from all of silence, then we will continue. Like I said just now, we all would like to welcome Brother Song, who just came back from Burma, I think last night or yesterday. So he has been away for almost 2 months. So he has some very good experiences and what they call Dhamma understanding. Many things happened when he was there. Because when you connect, after you connect, your nature is different and the mind is different, and he can develop a lot of other understanding too. So maybe later on we can get him to share. Then the other thing that I want you all to rejoice is this book. We just got it delivered from the printer. So tonight we are going to distribute to you. You are the first batch, Tuesday class. 2 more days later, Thursday class. So we rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because we rejoice with all the condition that brings about this book. This was a talk I delivered at the Thursday class. The date is 15 May 2014, just before we go to the Taiwan trip. It includes a special pre-trip briefing for the spiritual trip. So a lot of things that you're supposed to understand and develop the understanding so that you can benefit most from such spiritual trip, they are all documented in the transcript. They are direct transcript from the recording. And because it's a spoken language, so certain part we need to make it smoother so that people can understand language-wise. But the gist of the pointer and the understanding are maintained. Then this topic is very useful because it is a very difficult topic that most people want to develop the understanding. The heading is Who Are You and What Are You? So if you read through this transcript book, it will develop a lot of understanding in you. And as I shared earlier on, during that particular sharing, there were some good Q&A. I think one of them was from Mimi. He asked the difference between the Arahant way and the Bodhisattva way. And it was also described. And through this transcript, you will understand clearly what I have been telling you all this while, that this 5 aggregate of form and mind, this so-called human being, they are not you. They are not what you think you are. They are condition arising, cause of phenomenal entity. It's like a vehicle, karmically conditional. This segment of the life for you to use, to live, to experience and do whatever cultivation that you need, or to experience the karmic friction of all of your coming negativity and wholesomeness. So all these are clearly explained. Yeah? The karmic nature, the spiritual nature, the two type of important nature that you need to understand so that when you come, you have this Dhamma understanding that will allow you to take care of your karma, to develop your karmic nature, so that in future when you come, because each and every living being, we are born of our karma, head to our karma condition, supported by our karma. We are what we are because of karma. So if you don't take care of karma, your life will fall. You will become afflicted, you will become miserable, and you will suffer tremendously. Just like when the song has come to your life. That nature, when it understands, it becomes so sensitive, it can feel all the deep suffering of living beings. They are really, really suffering. That's why it's 很苦, 真的很苦. But to walk this way, to liberate living beings, you must feel and understand the suffering of living beings. That's why the second turning of the first noble truth, the Buddha says. This noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. It can only be understood by the true cultivators of the way. Otherwise, that compassion cannot arise. Yeah. In Mandarin, it's even better. The Buddha said, 这是苦如因此. This is suffering. You should understand it. You should develop the understanding of it so that you know really what suffering is. So that you will no longer be deluded by it. So that you can confront, endure, and severe all the section as you cultivate, as you fulfill your vow, as you take your position in this universe through the form of mind. When you understand who you are, what you are, you will know how to come. You will not be born like a normal living being through ignorant rebirth consciousness. No. It is through the pure love and compassion, the pure mind, together with that karmic nature that has been very, very well cultivated and perfected. So all these are explained within this booklet. Yeah? So you can have a copy each now. Yeah? So, oh sorry, I forgot to tell you who are responsible for this. Actually, Pamasuri volunteered to do the transcript. Then he forwarded it to me for editing. Then after that, the husband helped to do up the document. Then Alan and Ingby, they also helped. And I think there are some kilometers that also help in many ways. The most important one is Ahukayanamita Fund donated for free distribution this moment. So we should all rejoice. We all Kayanamita partake in this wholesomeness. We rejoice one more time. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And we should thank them for all the great conditions for this very beautiful transcript to come out. Huh? Then after this, like I said, it will be followed by the seminar paper that I delivered in the Bangkok 2013 August International Seminar where the World Buddhist Fellowship and the World Buddhist, I think International Seminar on Life Management co-organized by three entities, WBU, I think World Buddhist University, sorry, and the World Fellowship of Buddhists, I think. Then together with the Mindfulness Center. So it was a 3 days conference. Then I delivered a speech. Then there were conditions from the feedback from the seminar participant and some Kayanamitas who managed to get to listen to the seminar speech and a copy of the what they call reprinted seminar notes. Then they wrote to me through email, and the feedback was so unique and good. That's why I had finally decided that this particular paper, seminar paper, be reprinted for sharing, so that living beings can actually develop the understanding of the great Buddhist teaching that Lord Buddha has actually given to the world free. And that understanding is very useful. The title of the paper is Life Management via Meditation. Then I modified the title a bit. I modified the title to Understanding Life via the Buddha Dhamma, Cultivating the Buddha Dhamma. Means the benefits of meditation leading to the understanding of life, and from that understanding you know how to live. And all of the whole teaching very nicely documented, very nicely explained, so that people will really, really come to understand the great teaching of Lord Buddha, not what even a lot of Buddhists used to misapprehend. They always had this idea that the Buddha teach life is suffering, the first noble truth especially. Then recently there was a Singapore lady who heard my talk in Subang Jaya, Understanding Life is Meaning and Purpose. She was so full of joy when she realized that the Buddha never taught this life of suffering. The Buddha taught the first noble truth that explained to the living being clearly the prevalence of suffering, and that this suffering will be there if you confront this reality before you have the understanding and the wisdom. So she was full of joy. All the while, as a Buddhist, she has been indoctrinized and conditioned to believe that the first noble truth was life is suffering. And to her, she said, if life is really so bad, full of suffering, she really should become very pessimistic because of the so-called conditioning from that teaching. But when he read what I shared on the talk that day through the recording, she was full of joy. And she, for the first time in her life, she became so happy to understand that the real teaching of the Buddha is so different from what people perceive. And she was able to open up her heart to this new understanding. And there was so much joy. And she looked forward to developing this understanding and share this understanding with others too. Okay, now I will pass it out. Come, Tamasa. You all pass back. Take more. Okay. I think enough already. The printed version I also haven't really read. This is the first time I'm seeing it, but it's very beautiful. So you all are very fortunate because you are the first batch that we actually distributed this book. So the formatting all has been quite well done. So we hope you can actually spend some time reading through it, then develop the understanding. So now our content, we make it less monotonous. Last time you remember, no subheading on it. All just from the transcript, only paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. You just read everything. But now, you look at the content, it's very beautiful. You got an introduction, acknowledgement. Then the pre-class sharing is for our Taiwan trip. Then session one, we have our pre-puja, briefing on the Taiwan spiritual trip. Then after that only, we did our Dhamma sharing on who are you, what are you. Then through that sharing, excuse me, I explain very clearly the five aggregates of form and mind, the two aspects of it, first and second aspect. So now all these are documented, it's very nicely done up. Then what is sakayadity, self-delusion, the final summary of the first noble truth is also very detailed. Then I also explain what karma is. Then the two nature, karmic nature and spiritual nature, just like I told you. Living beings, when you come to this world, you see, you have a physical body and a mind. The Buddha called you the form and mind. So as a human being, this is the first aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. Then the Buddha said, we have to contemplate daily, the five daily contemplations. He always said, we are all born of our karma, head of our karma, conditions supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. If you don't inquire and you don't understand, you will end up confused. Then on the other side, you say everything is anatta, non-self. Then here, we are born of our karma, head of our karma, conditions supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of karma. So you don't develop the penetrative understanding, you become very confused. Then people can say, it's very contradictory. Yeah. But no, it's perfectly correct. When the Buddha said you, he is referring to this five aggregate of form and mind, understand? This one is a condition arising phenomenon. Condition from our karmic nature. That's why you have this one is born of our karma, here to our karma, condition and support of our. And this one is what it is because of karma. That's why you have gone through life, you have been through all the cultivation. You see, everyone is so different, everyone is so unique. Then you cannot blame anybody for what your conditions are. That is for the condition world. The nature's law that governs life and existence is this law of karma. That's why, to understand life, you have to understand this law. This is the first right view. Right view regards to the law of karma. Then law of karma also say you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So the advice of the Buddhas all come from this right view. So everything is explained very clearly down there. Then after you have this understanding, when you know this form and mind is not you, then you have to inquire deep. Then who are you? What are you? If this physical body is not you, if this aggregate of mind, feeling, perception, activity of mind and conscience are not you, then why do they arise in you? Then who are you and what are you? That's why when you silence your mind and you meditate and you connect, then you realize you got another nature within which is unborn, not subject to old age, sickness and death, which has the eternal life, your true nature, your Buddha nature. And that nature you need to connect, you need to contact. If you cannot connect, you cannot develop further. Then you become like what the Buddha called heedless. The heedless are as if dead. That's why you need to be heedful, to be ever mindful, to silence your mind, to connect to this nature. Then you realize this nature is the deathless element. Never born, that's why never get old, never get sick, never die. That's why it has its eternal nature, eternal life. Then the form and mind is just karmically conditioned out for us to use. It's a vehicle and a tool for us to use, to live life, to understand life, to use it, to cultivate, to develop all of the understanding. Then to live life to the fullest, to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Then we will come to understand how the five senses, physical senses together with the mind, the six senses operate. Then we come to understand who are we, what are we, what this aggregates of form and mind are, the second aspect, the mental aggregates. So all these are clearly explained in the talk and is now documented in transcript. So read through it slowly to develop the understanding. Then you will have a lot of joy, like you understand the secret of life, you know how to live. Then you determine, because your life, you decide how you want to live. If you choose to remain heedless after understanding this, it's your choice. Nobody can actually force you to change. Yeah? But if you have that understanding that you determine to make a difference to your life, then you will be very different. Then you will strive on with heedfulness as advised by the Buddha, and you will determine and cultivate. Then when you cultivate, you connect, you not only understood the karmic nature, when you connect, you can continue to develop your spiritual nature. Your spiritual nature is the perfection of all your spiritual understanding. And this one is very powerful. But this one cannot come and support you. You cannot inherit before you connect. That form and mind must connect. That's why for Songske, after you connect, it is very different. Your that thing come back and support. Then he will start to understand many, many things. A lot of things will just unfold. Just like during the first 2 months, he always tell me, he say, how come like that one? So beautiful, so wonderful. And yet, the thought cannot understand one. Where is the monster? Every time he asks me. Because he cannot, the thought cannot understand one. It's completely the other way around, beyond thought. Then things that happen after you connect is so different. The experience of it, the consciousness, is all very different. Yeah. Then when you inherit your nature from your past, a lot of things will unfold. Then only that form and mind that is connected to that nature has the understanding. And it will keep on unfolding, keep on unfolding. Then there is a lot of gratitude, a lot of joy. Then there is a lot of meaning to life. Then many things will start to happen. Then there will be a lot of tears and emotion, but not the negative one. It's all born of the deep compassion, very deep compassion, that understand what suffering is. So all this will become very beautiful, and it's all described within this book. That's why this book is a prelude to understanding the Bodhisattva way, to understanding who you are, what you are, to the whole cultivation. It's very, very important. Okay? I don't know what happened today. The recorder, according to Stephanie, is not working. She is using her handphone. Huh? What happened to the recorder? Not only battery. So it's the recorder. We need to change. Yes, we have to buy spare. Because we need the thing. You text Suyan and try to get it. What happened? Now put try. Means got problem already, the recorder, yeah. Okay, we change a new one, no problem. Sometimes you cannot blame nature because the other side also, the force also very powerful, I tell you. Because when they know something is very important coming out, they try their very best to stop it too. Yeah, because it happened in many places, a few talks. But you don't worry, you echo and flow, you don't react and become negative. Then they control you, they got power over you. But your accord and flow, everything will turn around as a blessing in disguise. So we have to really develop the understanding. Your accord and flow, whatever will be is meant to be. And we are already very grateful that we can come to this extent of having this book printed. It's already a great milestone. And to have the subsequent sharing of this Bodhisattva way, very clearly recorded. That thought was very useful. You can listen again, 2nd of January this year. It's in the Maitreya-mitra. I think Suyan recorded. He put it in the Maitreya. It's in the Dropbox. If you don't have, you can ask from me. I have heard it very clear, very beautiful. And that one will help many people. Then we went to this Taiwan trip, you remember? We went to this Fa Gu San, remember? Sun Yan Pastor. There I got that book, The Bodhisattva Way, Bodhisattva Precepts. And that book was so beautiful, so handy. It simplified many things. He talked about the three pure precepts and the four basic vow of Bodhisattva. This is how you start. Then from there you evolve your own. But very few people understand all this. He just I think it's in the Mayana script, Sutta. So he just reproduced them. Yeah. But the moment I read, I knew what that thing is. Yeah. It has to start that way. Yeah. So I read again for recording. Hopefully it's recorded. The three types of pure precepts that the Bodhisattva take. Bodhisattva, like the word, Bodhi is enlightenment. Sattva is being. It's enlightened being who aspire to become Sammāsambuddha. But some people interpret it differently. They say, the sentient being who aspire to develop Bodhi. Yeah? Yeah. Means anybody, even before he become enlightened, can determine to be a Bodhisattva. There's nothing wrong with that definition. But the true understanding of the people who cultivate this way is totally different. Where Bodhi means enlightenment, means a being that is already enlightened, choose to walk this way, to perfect itself, to perfect its nature until it can become a Sammāsambuddha. So that's why they hold these precepts. From the three pure precepts, you understand them with great deep meaning. First one is, you have to avoid all evil. Now this one is not ordinary, like advice of the Buddha, avoid all evil for Puttajana. Avoid all evil means because you already have the Dhamma, you already understood, and you know the extent of evil. You will go until it's very penetrative, you go all out to understand it. Then, every aspect of evil, you will determine to avoid. Then the second one is to cultivate all virtue. Not like the second advice of the Buddha, whatever wholesomeness you have conditioned to do, you do. This one, no. You go all out to cultivate all virtues, perfect them. All of love, compassion, virtue, goodness, generosity, and all those things, whatever virtue. Respect, generosity, humility, and all those things, kindness, sincerity. So all of this virtue, you perfect them all. Then the third one, most of you will have thought, purify your mind. Krena, because the advice of the Buddha is, oh, you want to purify. No. For a Bodhisattva, he already can become Arahant, can cease, no need to come back. But because he choose to come back. That's why the third pure precept is very different. He has to carry this precept to come back. The third one is to liberate all living beings from all suffering within this universe. This will arise what they call the great compassion. This is the pure mind that they will arise through this great compassion. That's why when they come back as a Bodhisattva, the former mind is not born of ignorance, not like normal people. The last thought, death consciousness, remember? Because of ignorance, condition rebirth consciousness. Bodhisattva, when they come back, they don't have such birth. Their form and mind is from the karmic nature conditioned out. But the so-called consciousness that went in is the pure consciousness, born of love and compassion, right? Born of the vow, born of the pure precept that it carries. Then their form and mind will have to evolve and connect. But because of their vow and all their karmic nature and their spiritual nature, it will connect. Causes and conditions will arise. The only thing is, our form and mind, when it comes to this universe, is very fragile, very vulnerable. That's why if you don't know how to calm, chances is, before you connect, this form and mind will be destroyed. Not every Bodhisattva can connect. That's why you need to have understanding. That's why for my this segment of the form and mind, I had this very, very important understanding. That's why I always thank Kuan Yin for what? The three things. What is it? Blessing, protection, and guidance. These are very important. Yes? If you don't invoke this vow and determine you thank them out of gratitude, understanding and respect, then you determine and vow, yeah? So that they will continue, their nature will continue to bless, protect and guide your nature. So that every life your nature comes, the nature's law takes over. Kuan Yin don't have to be there. That's why this life I'm supposed to die 3 times. The first time, 8 years old, is before I connect. So if it's not because of this understanding and this what they call blessing, protection and guidance, this for my mind has been gone. So that's why you must know how to come. Then when you have this pure precept vow to liberate living beings from all suffering, you will come to understand clearly why you want to do this, because you can feel their suffering is so deep. And living beings are very pitiful, very, very pitiful. Because delusion, ignorance, can be really, really very, very, very bad. Yeah. Then after that, they will take the 4 basic vows. The 4 basic vows to be a bodhisattva is very important. Yeah. The first vow, these are general basic vows, is again, vow to liberate all living beings. You continue to do that. That's how you were able to arise that pure mind to come through your karmic nature. Then that form of mind can manifest. Then it can come. Then you can choose the time, the era, and the civilization through your vow, through your understanding. Then the second vow is most important, to endure and severe all the section, because this work is not easy, I tell you. You will meet up with all sorts of funny people, with all the various type of funny karma, and very serious suffering. If you don't have that endurance, that understanding, the wisdom, you cannot cope, you cannot do this work. That's why you not only endure, you have to severe them all, no matter how harsh, how severe, and how difficult this way is. Because you carry your vow, you will do it. Even at the expense of your life, you will do it. But you develop it through wisdom. Then the third vow will develop the understanding why you can do it. The third vow, you vow to perfect and cultivate all Dhamma understanding. Means you vow to penetrate all Dhammas, understand? All of nature's truth, every aspect of it. If you don't have that wisdom, it's very difficult to walk this way. It's very difficult for you to even teach or share understanding with people. Because everyone is different, understand? That's why to be able to teach and share the Buddha Dhamma is not easy. Not easy. And the chances of deviation is so great, and it has such great karmic implications. So much so, many people who have that understanding dare not share or dare not teach. So these people come to understand, unless you are very sure, you have to qualify yourself. Say, based on my understanding, this is how I understand it, I share with you, and then you are okay. But before you have a clear understanding, you cannot say, this is the way. No. You have to qualify, based on my understanding, present understanding, this is what I understand, I share with you. Then when you can cultivate this vow to penetrate all Dhammas, you will have that understanding. Then when you come, that's why the Bodhisattva way will be easier and easier and easier as you develop the cultivation and the penetrative understanding of all Dhammas. Then the last vow, of course, is you vow to perfect all the 10 perfections to become Samasambuddha. That one will take you quite some time. Even wisdom way is minimum 3 over cycle, almost 4. So based on this understanding, you will actually have the confidence to actually plan and develop this vow so that you too can actually walk this way. And it's not difficult because of the nature of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, these groupings. You know how to connect, develop affinity, and make aspiration. This way is easy. You only need three things. Sincerity, very, very sincere. Maintain the faith, then diligently, perseverant, cultivate. Then the way will be there for you. Yeah. Even Amitabha Buddha's vow, so heavy, also he has fulfilled and perfected. There is no vow that ordinary normal Bodhisattva put forth, like the four basic vows. It's comparatively so much easier than what Amitabha has developed. Amitabha's vow is so heavy, you know. He vowed to build pure land. It's in the pure land that he created, there is no hell rhyme. There is no what they call Peta rhyme. There is no demon rhyme and animal rhyme. There is only human with all the precepts and above. Yeah. That's why pure land is a very difficult aspect of creation through the vow. But yet, Amitabha Buddha was able to do it through his patient perseverance. That's why he cultivated what they call faith, sadha. He believed it can be done. So be it. That's why it takes the longest 12-word cycle. And he perfected it. And it was so beautiful. That's why those who cultivate pure land, they determine to vow so that their vow match Amitabha's vow. Xiang Yi. So all this, as you cultivate and walk this way, you will come to understand. You will develop the understanding yourself. So okay, with this, I end. So you go back and read the rest. I hope you make full use of this. So if you need some more copy, you let me know. If you've got friends who are very sincere, who have the affinity, who really wants to understand this, then you can come and request. We printed 300 copies. Or 200, sorry. Oh, so we got 280. How much does it cost? Oh, very cheap, Oh, one something only, one book. ringgit, coming to ringgit, yeah. Because the 80 copy, 500. ringgit is 560, yeah, it's cheap. These are good quality paper. Not the one I used to do at the photostat show. These are from the printer, they print it out with the, what they call that hard copy. The plate. Because the plate costs some money. And this one is very well done. Okay, so we rejoice. So tonight, like you all have been waiting, we get Song to share. Come. Share with us some of your experience over the last 2 months or so.
其实我这个缅甸的这个 trip 它已经有sign了，就是当我去年在你我去那个 travel agent apply visa 的时候，那个 sign 的时候，原来当我在arrive 这个 Myanmar 的时候，当我一 step on 那个airport 的 ground 的时候，我整个人变成只有一个心跳，我的整个心跳是在外面。
Yeah.
Then 我就是 pop 这样子，我在那个我一 step on 那个 ground 的时候，然后我在想，我是不是很紧张还是很怕？
哦，不是。
Then 我 silent 我的麦，There's nothing. Just 一个 pop 一直 pop 整个人就是一个 pop 这样子在跳。
发的。This is the clarity of awareness.From that nature, understand? Actually, you are nothing. You think you are hello, okay? You think you so and so, cultivator, great meditator, Then you got no more this, no more that. You are nothing. Nothing, okay? Vibration, okay? Not only phenomenal world, the true nature feel, just the vibration. You remember, I used to share with you daily mindfulness.When you brush your teeth, how you brush? No, because your concept of that two price going in with the toothpaste and the taste, everything is there. The real one is that true mind. Nothing, that feeling, that sensation, and that sensation also no word. Only that thing, that is what the true mind is about. True mind got nothing. If they got toothbrush, they got this one, that one, everything. All these are your thought, your aggregate of mind. Okay, better let song continue and start that song. Very good.
And then, during 1 month retreat, 我的 form and mind 给我去 understand 很多的 Buddha Dharma。我从最比较明显的先讲起。我其实我一进去静坐的时候，我每次 feel 到我的这个 chest 很不舒服。所以每天我 meditate， 我都想请你跟我讲一下 relax。
relax。
我 try to relax， 我怎样 relax 都一直觉得我这个 chest 这里是
very strong，
很不舒服。And then 就有一天在evening 的时候，我们的 group sitting， 我一开始我也是在 adjusting， 就是一直很不爽。Then out of sudden 的时候，我的整个我就 feel 到我的这个头先开始它就 silent off 掉了，整个不见掉。And then 我的手也不见了，我的 body 也不见，连我的脚，就整个 body 就没有掉。And then 我只剩下一个awareness。Then 这个 awareness 我 aware 到。两个东西，一个是 from internal， 一个是 external。
对，
然后我之前看 internal 就是我的心还在跳，
对，
它是很 silent， 很小声的，
very subtle，
very subtle， 等于是在
那边跳，
对，连那个心的旁边就那个 juggling mind， 那个 juggling mind 就一直在那边很 active， 但是它也是很小罢了，
对，
但是它 very active， 它跟那个 heartbeat。是 totally different， 一个 very slow， 一个是 very active， 两个 side by side， 所以我 feel 到， and then after that 我就再去feel external， 因为我已经没有这个 body 了，连我的这个 awareness， I 我 feel 到我的 awareness 就是 as a part of the 这个 nature，
whole of nature，
对，连这个外面的虫子在叫，那些 insect 很近，大声叫声，
you can perceive them，
Then I noticed that 他们是 simultaneously auto aware， and then 我感觉到我就是 part of the nature，
part of the one nature，
what part of that， then after that 我就 aware 的 external， 我就回来，我就 rest 在我的那个
heart，
对， then 我就一直meditate 在那边 rest，
silent， very good。那个重点很重要，那是very important understanding。Good， continue。
然后after 这个 section 的时候，他就有一个就有一个 message 出来，不是，就想写出来，因为
对，在上面。Sadhu. Very good. Who know the read Mandarin? My limited one also, I can understand what she
writes. 他就 click 出来是讲，身在佛国，
yeah.
心中有法，
yeah.
明心见性，
yeah.
了知空性。
Sadhu.
所以我就过后我在contemplate 的时候，我发现到他每一个的那个 sentence 里面都有一个就是。
那我们
身在佛国就是有个
心， yeah,
心中有法是心，明心见性是那个 nature， 连了知空性，
yeah,
就是 form and mind nature 是
correct。
And then after that， 我又在realize that 这个东西它有一个代色，它的代色就是。身心明了，就是
啊，understanding from my
mind。
Very, very useful， You understand? No, no, no. It come to his nature. All these words came from the nature. He never write them before. He never heard them before. But from the nature, it manifests. Then, because he already connect, he will understand not. This is your inheritance. Like your inheritance, you will know one. Then you have done it before. And this one, in the past, he has cultivated before. That's why that chanting at Ananda Rayong, that what they call Kuan Yin, what they call, is it Pali? It's Pali, Sanskrit chanting. Immediately he has been cultivating that type of chanting in the distant past until his mindfulness is so stable and strong. That's why once that condition is fulfilled, the coming of suction no more, that chanting come out, it will go in. And the moment it go in, he will connect on. And when he connect, all this understanding he already done before. That's how he can understand. It's like a reader, but you also cannot get it. So this one is, sun is your body. Sai Fo Guo, Buddha land. Like within the Buddha line. So this body is not your true self. Not you. It's karmically conditional. Then sing is the mind. Sing. Your mind must have Dhamma. That is the mundane mind. The mundane mind, if you don't have Dhamma, you will suffer. You will become miserable. Because the Dhamma is like the secret of life, the Four Noble Truths. Then from there, you can reach cessation. You can connect to this one. Two things, your true nature. So, Ming Sing means clear, bright mind. Qian Sing. If your mind don't have this clarity and brightness, it cannot actually connect to that nature. That's why I say you silence your mind. There is that clarity, that silence, that understanding, it will connect. That's why Ming Sing, clear mind, Qian Sing. Your nature, meet up with your nature. Like Sao Jian Wu Yun Jie Kong, illuminate the five aggregates and saw that they were empty. This one is saw that there is a nature with it. Means the mundane mind is just the mundane mind. That's why he also came to know it's very near. It's very near each other. The moment you are silent, then that thing disappears. But because that thing, the habitual tendency and the conditioning is still so strong, it's very near. Before this one stops, it cannot stop on the activity of mind. That's why that mundane mind is very, very, very active. Like he saw, ever willing to come out. But in the retreat also is so strong. But at least it's more thin then, because he was at that nature. Then this one blank, you remember? That's why this one must go blank first, otherwise the activity. That's why he feel very uncomfortable. It's because that one cannot cease. That's why that suffering has to continue until the condition is there, like Eckhart Tolle. He want to commit suicide, you know? He went into depression. Then he suddenly recall, there is two of me inside, he said. There is one say, I cannot accept that state. Understand? Means there are two. Understand? One cannot accept the other one. Understand? Then immediately with that understanding, the mind shut down. Then he went in. Understand? That's why after he went in, the transformation happened. Then when he came out, the whole of the understanding and seeing all this, where he sees with the nature. Like the whole room he has been staying for so long, but he never see that room before. That's all. For the first time, so pristine, everything. That this is a direct seeing. Kan San, Wu Su San. So this one is very beautiful. Then Liao Zi Hong Xing. Because even that one also empty, non-self, understand? Not a person, not you, understand? So this is in the form of a poem, but a lot of Dhamma inside that. Then he was able to actually took out these four important Dhamma words. So this sun thing form and mind, understand? Just like this, the culprit. That's why that book, Who Are You, What Are You, is to understand this. Understand now? On my mind. Yeah, this is not you. Kong Sing. Empty. Even this nature is also empty. That's why you got a spiritual nature, you got a karmic nature. This one governed by karmic nature. The Buddha said, you are born of karma, head of karma. He is referring to this. On my mind. Understand now? This one, your nature, no birth, no death. Eternal life. Understand? That's why that awareness, the essence of mind is always there. Without sense data, without condition arising, no consciousness, that awareness is still there. That which can be aware of silence when there is nothing inside there, that is your true essence, your true mind. But that one cannot come out. The moment it arises, a thought, it's not the true mind anymore. That's why awareness is before the knowing. That nature can be aware, but before the knowing. Then it cannot talk. No words. It cannot come out. It cannot even persist. The moment you persist, the mind comes out with it. But before the labeling, it's still the fear of perception. Understand? It's still very near the true mind. Yeah. This kong is the most important. Kuan Yin also says, Wu Yu, Xie Kong. That's why it's very beautiful. And you all know, I don't know him. Not to say he has followed me and conditioned by what I tell him. Everything he share and say is from his own understanding now. He don't need to refer to book anymore or refer to what I say. Understand now? And the reason why he has been educated, that in the past he has developed this through the Mandarin understanding too. And he also went, I believe must be India or some places where there is Sanskrit. He also learned from there. So very good, huh? Sadhu to you, huh? So, you all should rejoice, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we're going to let him continue, huh?
其实我这整个月，我的 form and mind 一直让我看到很多的这个布达达玛。At first, 其实我一进我的这个 retreat 的时候，我每一天 midnight 我一定会 wake up。我一 wake up 呢，我就会 pack 我的 luggage， 收我的那个 mosquito netting。Then after that 我又 unpack 它，我又跑去睡觉。所以每一天我都这样子 midnight 我一定会起来 unpack 啊 ，pack 我的 luggage，unpack 我的 luggage，pack 我的 mosquito netting。And then there's one day 我每一天都 silent， but 有一天我的 thought 很像 tsunami 这样，我整个人 overcome by 那个 thought。我整个人不能够 control， 就是他那个 thought 就整个一直在 overcome 我。Then 我就跑去 meditate 了，过后我就在想，为什么会这样子？然后我就在想，为什么一个这样 simple 的睡觉都不可以，每天都要起来 pack and unpack， pack and unpack。这样就在想，什么 what is life？
Yeah,
我就在开始那边想 what is life？
对，
那个是 during meditation。
Yeah.
然后过后他就突然间出来讲，life is study。然后我就讲，哎，为什么是 life is study？ 然后我又再去 meditate， 那 Dhamma Bada verses 21, 22, 23
那
especially 这个the healers are as
they say。
我就在想回，我讲哦 ，no wonder， 我们每一个人都讲，我们是we are the master of the life. Actually, we are the slave of the life. Just the simple slave also we cannot control.
Yeah, yeah.
我们只是在我们的那个 habitual tendency 里面，因为那个 fear， 他每一天睡觉他就 automatic 起来要 backing， and then 连那个 thought 你只是要 silent also cannot， 每天你就被 overcome by 这个 delusion。 然后我就觉得，哦， without 这个 sati 的话，我们人就是一个，你只是 slave of 你的 life。Then after that，
very good、yeah.。
那个佛陀的最后他 pass into the
马哈尼巴那
的时候，他讲 strike on with the nirvana 的时候，
yeah.
我就 realize 了，我这个整个的every night 的这个wake up back and unpack，
yeah, yeah,
跟我的这个 delusion，
yeah. Yeah.
它是要让我知道 the importance of
faithfulness， 嗯，very good， 是的。That's why the Hitler's eyes is dead now. Very clear. Because that training, the nature, it will let you understand. That's why I already told you all, if you are on the path, you truly cultivate sincerely, that nature will explain to you. It will let you know. Then condition will arise on. Then things will happen on. Then it will show it to you on.
Sorry, something went wrong with the server.
You know, last time I used to tell you in Hokkien, Bo kao lu bo xiong xin. Remember that? The meaning is, mto le mto sun. Because the nature's law is like that. That's not all. Dhamma is like that one. It shows to you one, there and then. Then you will never, never violate that nature's law. It's not worthwhile to wait to violate and break all those nature's law, the precepts and all that. You will come to know it. The nature will come to understand very clearly. It will show it to you one. Then there is no more doubt one. That's why the Buddha say, this Dhamma is Pachitang. Yes or not? Can be realized by the voice, each for themselves. Only that nature can understand. That's why when that nature penetrates and develops the awakening, then there is this wisdom, there is this understanding. That's why after that, the form and mind is no longer deluded. Understand? The form and mind that is connected to that nature with that understanding, no more delusion. That's why no more suffering. No more heedlessness, nothing. Yes, now he is going through that phase. All this will come and show him. Then he will understand. No need teacher already. That's not all. He himself is his own teacher. The nature is his own teacher. No, no, no. This one you cannot stop one. You turn. You cannot stop one because this is the nature condition the form and mind to do that so that it can understand. Understand not? I already tell you, even if you were to plan it also, it cannot be like that one. It's even more perfect than planning. No need to plan on, because of your vow. Nature's law has its own way of arising all this. Because you are very sincere. And when you make the aspiration and the vow, you invoke power of nature's law through your understanding. You invoke power of merit, and through the understanding, the nature's law just operates. That's why we always say we aspire by the power of all this wholesomeness, merits and blessing. May it arise the causes and conditions for this to happen. Understand? Causes and conditions means nature will arrange for you. You don't interfere. And that one is perfect one. That one no coming effect on. Your nature arranged for you. If you use your thought, if your intention, you want it your way, you will get into trouble. Like in Cantonese, kagang le. Cannot. You say, no, 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 this one my children, I must help. Then you try to do it using your thought, using your mind. That is not accord and flow. That is using your intellect, using your what they call knowledge. Then you try to play God. And you try to, like, condition things to happen. But everything is already nature's law. If you don't have that wisdom, the perfection of that understanding, you will definitely get into trouble. You don't know how to echo that flow. That's why the whole cultivation is very different. That's why when you connect, when there is condition, then only I can share with you all these things. All these things, like I used to tell you, remember? You think it's fairy tale. I say even more fantastic than fairy tale. If you, later on you come to understand how I actually went through the whole cultivation, and you get a shock of your life. It's more fantastic than fairy tale. The people that I meet, the Dhamma that I received and penetrated, and the things that happen, I tell you, nobody can understand. That's why during the early days for 15 years, I didn't do anything. 1989 to 2004, I didn't do anything. 15 years old. Because nobody can understand. At that time, very difficult. Very, very few. Then later on, even when I came out to share, I thought they made Dhamma. So when I share, after that I realized, anybody who can understand 10% of what I said that time is already very good. That's why I realize it's not the Dhamma. It's the basic, essential Dhamma also. the foundation also not there. That's why I have to go back and reverse all my sharing. That's why I keep on repeating and sharing the essential Dhamma. I go back to the Four Noble Truths, the Three Turning, I keep on repeating. Then after that, the essential Dhamma, the five spiritual faculty, the five hindrances, the three evil roots, even until today, I still share the same thing. Because these are the essential Dhamma. If you don't penetrate this, you cannot progress. You meditate without understanding, no point. That's why the Dhammapada verse, I put in the first, what they call email compilation, remember? All the essential Dhamma I put inside there every day. How come at that time I understand all this? It's because that understanding was way ahead of what humanity can understand. So that's why it was summarized inside there. And until today, these are the essential Dhamma that the Buddha talked about. Dhammapada verse 183, 1 and 2, 21, 22, 23. Most of them is on hypnosis, nothing else. Okay? We let Song continue.
在这个 retreat 的时候，我只是拿到你那个 Sati 的 notes。我每一天 afternoon 我都用半个小时来看，我看了四次，然后我每一个都很想慢慢的去看跟去contemplate。然后在最后第三天的时候，我的 morning 的这个 meditation 的 session more than 2 hours， 我发现到我没有 talk， 我只是 aware 我的这个 heartbeat。然后after that我就去吃饭。当我在吃饭的时候，我才发现到，哎，为什么我今天吃饭跟每一天不一样？
不一样。
我今天我完全很 clear 的 aware 我的每一个的手的那个 spoon， 然后那个饭放进我的嘴，我咬，连我吞下去，每一个 action 我都很 clear。
Very clear， very clear。No need to be aware， it's just on its own aware。
And then after 吃了饭，我就回去，我就去扫地。哎，周末。也是一样，就我就是只是一个耳闻，在那边扫地，没有。沙德利里面就讲，awareness just silence the mind， then that is the awareness。
Awareness no need to try to be aware。
Yeah， awareness is not a practice， and never is not a discipline attention， and not a determination。Exactly as the 那个沙地的 nose 就那个跑出来，
就
我就想，哦，原来。你不需要去 practice， 只是要开了那个
麦
，the awareness is there。连我只是扫地，像是一个 awareness moving， 在 moving。连 after 扫了地，我就去看那个 bamboo tree。
连
我当我在看出那个 bamboo tree 的时候 ，suddenly 整个变成 direct seeing。连我整个没有个 concept， 没有 label。
没有的啊。
连我的那个麦就想 ，what is this？ 连我的 thought 想 ，this is the bamboo tree。我说哦 ，then the whole pro。Professor,
to
understand what is the
sati. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good. This is really beautiful. That's why you don't have the direct seeing, the direct experience. You cannot understand the note. The note comes from the silent mind. Comes from that nature that understood and awakened and put into words. That's why when he experienced, all the notes, all the words become so meaningful. And after that, no need explanation already. That clarity is unshakable already.As long as this form of mind is still around, any time that understanding is there, no need to remember. This is what the real Dhamma is. Pachetang, no need to remember. No memory. If you got a thought and a memory, that is not Pachetang. Understand? That's why no knowledge. The real awakening is different. Not long the mind assists. From here onward, he continues diligently.Then he can be 24 hours aware later on, even in the sleep, even going. Then after that, not long, a lot of things will happen. Then he will go through the cessation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
最后第二天的时候 ，the last second day, the morning 那个 meditation 的 section， 我就去 review 我这整个 whole month。我的 form and mind， actually 我其实我在这次的的 meditation， 我的 form 一直生病，然后我的 mind 它一直给我看到那个 sensual desire， 那个 craving 跟那个 ill will， 所以我整个我就一直在 review 说，哇，这个 mind 你一 steal 它 either 就是 sensual desire， either 就是 ill will， 它一起来就 either 就是 craving， 它就是 hatred， and then 它一来了之后。 你整个 thought 也就一起，你整个就是 lost in
lost in thought，
对 ，lost in the thought。连这个 delusion 就一直 play 那个 game。
呀。
连你如果没有上帝的话，你就在里面。So real， no？
呀呀。
本来你是看 TV，
对
，at last 你是里面的那个
actor 啊。
之后，我他就一直让我看到这整个的这个 process。
You understand it very clearly。
所以我就想着，哇，我们人真的是很苦，就每一天就是
yeah,
你如果没有上帝，你是每天玩这个 game，
yeah,
就是玩这种 craving， 玩aversion，
yeah, anger,
你以为你还是
emotion,
对，你以为你还是很 master，
yeah, yeah,
right? yeah. 就是我就想着，哎呦，这么这样子的这个人，哎，你如果你自己玩不够，你还叫买你的朋友、你的家人一起来玩一个 game 这样子，没有想到不赖讲的人爱玩痛苦的游戏
呀呀呀！ Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then 我就在这个早上，我就 realize 我这整个慢，我是去整个 experience 什么叫做痛苦的游戏。然后当我一玩了以后，我想到我们这一次玩不够，然后它又变成个 karma， then next life you again， then next life you again， 第一次在 repeat and repeat， 一直在 repeat。所以我就 after that 我就在想到，我就看到了这个身心明了我就知道原来我这个 whole mind， 我的 form and mind， 它让我去 understanding 这个布达达嘛。所以 after 当我一整个的 contemplation 这整个 months 的 experience 了以后，我就走了出来。我 on the way 回我的房间的时候 ，halfway 我就里面就讲。This is the form of the truth, the truth, the first form of the truth. The first, this is the suffering, and the second one, this is the accumulative of the suffering. 我整个人就这样子跪起来，
对的
然后我就整个
了解了，
就了解。
Got it, very good. See, this is very beautiful sharing. Here he can see how the mind, through delusion, so quickly get entangled that.Immediately lost in thought because of heedlessness, because you lack mindfulness, you lack spiritual faculty. Then when it is lost in thought, you know what happens? The mind is preoccupied with the thought process, the thinking, the emotion, the evil root. That's why it keeps on arising. And he understood that these are conditioned arising state, not heedlessness. That's why he got no more power away. But he understands the suffering that human being going through. Understand? It's like,You through your delusion, you have been doing this for so long because of heedlessness. And this is the game of suffering to the enlightened one. No? Where every moment of it is suffering, is stress, is misery. Because he said the craving, the desire, the emotion, the anger, the fear, the anxiety, all this, they are so powerful and ready to reel itWhat they call hate to come out. And without sati, without mindfulness, without an understanding of what thought is all about, what the aggregates of form and mind is all about, you cannot cope with life. You cannot handle life. That's why without yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience, if he had not had this penetrative understanding, he cannot cope. But because he understands his fall,That's why the reality of the Four Noble Truths, when you contemplate, this is suffering. Suffering is to be understood. You have to really go into it and understand how it actually happened at the mind level. Now, this is the higher level of contemplation. Once you contemplate and you can feel the very fine suffering of that mind, with every moment of perception, with every moment of contact, with every moment of even arising of thought process,or even becoming conscious, or even to feel that fine suffering, finally you will feel them all. Then you realize the fine aggregate of grasping is suffering. The moment you hold, give meaning, suffering is there. It's whether you can feel it or not. If you don't have sati, you don't have the sensitivity, you can never know what suffering is. You suffer without knowing that that is suffering.Because the first noble truth of suffering, dukkha, has not been understood at all. A lot of them go through depression, misery, they somehow blame people at all. So angry with themselves. Sometimes blame themselves. And it's always outside. Not understanding what is going on the inside. So this is real beautiful dhamma. So that's why when he read my this note, which is the second
April 2014, I put in the Appendix 3 of the Heart Sutta. Yeah, I know that note is very important. That one is awareness-based meditation. The first part is on, is Mahayana chanting also meditation? Then after that, followed by Krishnamurti quote on awareness, the definition of what awareness. Sati or awareness is the silent. The first word is silent. Second two words is choiceless observation, without choice of what is the reality. That's why you see things as they are. You don't go and interpret it. You don't go and react to it. You don't go and perceive and create nothing out of it. Nothing. From nothing, you can create so many things out of it. Understand? And the whole phenomenon arises. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind runs, everything comes to be. That's why he will start to see where the mind is so clear now, so sensitive. And he start to see all this sankara, all this creation. How it get itself entangled and condition the suffering, the misery of it. That's why the compassion arose. That's why he knew, no wonder living beings suffer. Then you remember what Olai used to share with us. Human beings like to play the game of suffering. Season 1, Tongku, then you see. Every day is playing that game without them realizing. But to the enlightened one, the awakened one, they realize this is really suffering, this is really stress. They will never be healers anymore. That is the beauty of the true Dhamma. Okay, so another 5 minutes. Okay, continue. Father.
Actually, 我在这个萨德当我一有萨地了以后，我突然间明白了，不然就你过去所讲的那些布达达嘛，我整个人很像一直，他的那个 understanding 一直来，我就知道为什么你会这样子讲，
yeah.
And then 为什么那个达玛是这样子，
啊，
他就一直 understanding。
对
and then luckily 我那时 after retreat 了，我还有在缅甸住多20多天，又马上回来。
对，
因为那时我感觉到真的，我的里面一直要哭， yeah. 就是觉得就是痛苦。
Yeah.
我去到哪里就一直要哭，看到人就一直哎呦，我想如果我直接回马来西亚怎么办啊？
对 ，it's very good.That's why when your mind has this understanding, it's very different when I read to you. You think the cultivation so straightforward, so easy one. Like what was it? Oh, suddenly meditate, then I got one idea. Oh, I awaken already. I got no more craving. I got non-self. Not like that. The whole sati, silent mind, has to manifest. Then you have to go through the cessation. That's why he said he was meditating for 2 hours without thought. You can do or not? 1 minute or so you can have. No thought inside there. Later on, 24 hours. That's why the four support, the third one, 24 hours. And it can be done. The Dhamma is like that. At least now, you can witness somebody able to do it and realize it and have that understanding. So this is not a myth, understand? Not what you think, you will give away, talk like that. Thank God, like that. I do for so many years, I cannot do it. Even you are still talking. Yes, you must have faith. Now, somebody, I don't know one, that came from outside, that's why their group now, full of faith. Jinhao, Poshan, PG, they are full of faith. Because they are from that group, understand? But the one that has the Dhamma, they will understand on. No need explanation on. That's why after that, Patetang, you will understand it's that one. No need teacher on, understand? But if you have a guide who has gone through, then when he share with you, you got a lot of joy, understand? It cut short a lot of your, what they call, unnecessary deviation, understand? Zou yan wang lu. So that is the advantage, understand? That's why because of Kayanamita shape, because of our affinity and our condition, things can happen. And when it happens, it can be very, very fantastic. That's why you all don't know what happened to actually 4 years ago. He just came to my place, one or two sessions only. Then many things just happen. And when she comes, she just wants to lie down there and meditate. And the nature just tell her, but of course with the help of the higher being, she said, no need to go anywhere, just come here and meditate. That nature will understand her. 什么都不要，就是要来这边嘛。Finish. Because after what she went through, she developed some form of connection and understanding. Then with the help of the higher being, I will say, she understood this very clearly. That's why she can use this word, playing the game of suffering. 痛苦的意思。He went back and teach the mother, the Dhamma. Until the mother also understand her. Oh.The mother was full of suffering, like, every time blaming the father and all those things. He always say, every time I come back, you tell me the same story. Repeat. You're not tired. You are playing the game of suffering. This is suffering, this is misery. Through memory, you accumulate and you recall. And every time I come back, you want nobody to talk to you. Keep on telling me. He said, haven't you suffered enough? You want to continue to play, you can play. I let you play. Your life, you need. She developed such clarity of understanding, just a few sessions. And she was on Johor, suddenly come down, work, then Song brought him here. Then the Thai Song also, he thought she progressed so fast. He said, how come she got nothing? I said, your timing, your condition not ready yet. Then there are certain things that you need to check and look into the coming of Sakshya. So luckily he can do all that.But they don't ask for forgiveness, repented and all. So, then he determined with the faith. Then he remembered what I said. Then he went to. Then after that, the condition arrived, he should thank you for bringing him to right home. So that time he only brought four of them. There Alicia already make a note. Next time bring her. Yeah, condition is right. You only went with four of them, isn't it? Yeah. And who are the other three? Helim. Okay. So out of the five, one came back. Beautiful. But you also came back. Beautiful. You got a lot of very good parami, You take people... to this, you organize a lot of spiritual trip, then he was the one that asked me to come out to share. Because of him. Because of him. You all should really have gratitude and sadhu. Yeah, really good. Sadhu. Hey, really? That parami is very powerful. You should invoke the power of that marriage.
Actually, Bharat, I thought I would thank you.他 organize 的两个 trip 我都 follow 都有很大的这个result 第一个就是去Rayong那个阿加安那边第二个就是去峨眉山这两个都给我很大的这个成长所以我要谢谢云昌那我要做一个最后我要 share 的就是讲其实我跟大家也是一样，以前我刚刚来的时候，那时候我们听到咪咪在 share 她的这个大地的时候，我还记得，第二天伯烈就 call 我讲，希望有一天我们也能够像咪咪这样子 directly， 所以那时候我们讲，也是我们一起来，一起努力。
Then,
就是因为咪咪的这个 sharing inspire 了我们，
inspired.
对。那今天我也希望我的这个 sharing 能够
inspire
我们所有的家庭。对，其实你只是要 cultivate for sati 去 silence 它就可以了。很 simple，
very simple one。Why all these people so difficult?
这个 meditation very simple， 只是 relax and silence。
No need to do anything. Meditation no need to know. I already say relax, aware, finish.That's all. Try only heedfulness. To be heedful means what? Ever mindful. No thought. Then the direct seeing will arise. But because five hindrances, very heavy, there is hinders your mind from entering that meditative state of silence. That's why the Buddha knew And this hindrance, you don't go and fight, don't go and suppress, don't go and control. Cultivate the opposite fight, spiritual faculty. That's why when his faith is there, it will drive him. Because he, in the past, already cultivated before, and he has that determination. That's all. So when he met the right people with the right understanding, and when his faith is strengthened, he is willing to ask for forgiveness and repentance and change his way. He used to meditate the other type of meditation. And you can ask him to share the little time. He has shared before many times. But that meditation takes him nowhere. It doesn't have my daily mindfulness. He's just sitting, sweet. Until that mind becomes very, very concentrated, very powerful. Full of concentration. Not only stronger. You know how many up there now. They also want to listen before already knew. That's why today so many turn up. You realize a lot. Not only the physical one. There is a lot. Not only very strong. You know this three statue at the back. You are never silent. You're silent. Every day is like that. But today, because that one up there, and also because Song came back, there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of expectation, because we already knew. I already told some of the Kayamita, you wait till Song come back. Because when a person connect, you will know. That's why I say it's very different. Was able to actually told him what will happen. And many of the things they thought, he realized, hey, exactly like what I told him. It will happen on. Because when you connect already, when the understanding is there, that Dhamma will unfold one. Then when he read my note, last time, 8 times, no, the dependent already, I cannot understand. Or 6 times or 8 times. 6 times, cannot understand. But this one, at night, 1 hour only, he understood. And every word is so clear. That's why the Dhamma that arise from the silence, you have to go through that experience, the silence, to understand it. Otherwise, you use thought that you cannot understand. You cannot understand. Very difficult. Okay, we should end. So we rejoice one more time. We thank Song for the very good and inspiring sharing. And like he said, he sincerely hope this will give you faith, just like what Mimi shared that time, give you faith together with Poland. And both of them also managed to develop their sincere wish to have that awakening. And they have the condition. So if you have the faith, if it can inspire you, then you should actually make that determination too. Understand? Because you have enough merit. You invoke the power of merit. By the power of whatever wholesomeness and merits that you have cultivated ever since you understood this Buddha Dhamma, even this life. Because after that you cultivate sincerely, you keep your precepts, you develop your understanding through the sharing, straightening your view and all that, that meritorious reflection. Every session you do, and every day you cultivate, you have your religious routine, and your mind is so pure. And this type of mind, when you do wholesomeness and make aspiration, is very powerful. It can bring forth the causes and conditions for nature's law to arise whatever that is possible for it to happen. Okay? He says sadhu one more time, to song. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. So at least today we had very good sharing. Hopefully it's recorded. Otherwise it's really meant to be. You know what it's meant to be. Means No condition. But at least you thank your what they call lucky star to be able to be here to listen direct from the horse. This one is not hear rumor or not. I heard that one. They say song like that. And then pass on to the next one, it become more fantastic. Then after that you end up hearing, wow, song say it can levitate, fly. I tell you, they might add a lot of things. But what we heard is just Dhamma, understand? So this is very good sharing, huh? Okay. So we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit, then we will invoke the blessing for the nation, then you make your aspiration. Okay, compose your mind. Recall to mind all the wholesomeness, blessings, and the wholesomeness that we have cultivated and developed. Then we will share and transfer this merit to all the devas and all beings who can receive them. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang vakhantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share this merit, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share this merit which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transform merit to departed ones and all those who can receive them. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya kriyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya kriyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya kriyo. Let this merit accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati hito cha hito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Okay, you make your aspiration. Imina punyang kamina kame bala samagamo samagamo hotu yawa ilana patiya. By the grace of this merit that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect, mindful thanks to Lord Buddha, Kuanyin Bodhisattva, Pusen, and all the worthy ones.
Cookie. New Year cookie. Those who want to book, all cow, look, maybe.
That's it. Oh, yeah, Cameron. Yeah.